Not yet. Well, good morning again. I'm glad that we are able to assemble here and worship our God. And I'm glad that we have the opportunity in this country to do so. And God willing, we will continue to be able to do so. This morning, I want to preach from the epistle for today, which is Colossians 2nd chapter. But I've chosen verses 6 through 14 instead of the entire epistle selection because I think there is a message there for us that needs to be brought to light. Colossians 2 starts in verse 6. It says, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving." See, what Paul is saying there is that my counsel for you is really very simple and straightforward. Go ahead with what you've been given. You received Jesus. You received the Christ. You received the Master. Now live with Him. Because you're deeply rooted in Him as believers. You're well constructed upon Him. He is a strong foundation on which to build. And you know your way around the faith. You know your way around the faith as believers, as disciples of Jesus. Now you simply have to do what you've been taught. Paul is saying, school's out. It's time to quit studying and start applying. Start living out what you have been learning about. And let that living spill over into this community in a spirit of thanksgiving. In verse 8, he says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in Him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness in Him, who is the head of every ruler and authority." So what he's saying is, watch out for those people who try to dazzle you with big words and this intellectual double talk. Because what they want to do is drag you off into endless arguments that never amount to anything. If you want to see real world examples of this, just log on to Facebook. They spread their ideas through the empty traditions of human beings, is what Paul says. And the empty superstitions of spirit beings. Thought long and hard of an example of that. Empty superstitions of spirit beings. And then I remembered all we have to do is turn on the TV to Ghost Adventurers or Pets Who See Ghosts or some such stuff. And it's very simple for us to get caught up in the empty superstitions of spirit beings that Paul's talking about here. Now, don't misunderstand. He's not saying there is not a supernatural realm. He's just saying don't get caught up in it. Focus on Christ. Because that empty superstition is not the way of Christ. Everything of God gets expressed in him. Everything of God gets expressed in him. It's the stuff that's not of him that gets expressed in other ways. So if everything of God gets expressed in him, you can see and hear him clearly. You don't need a telescope. You don't need a microscope. You don't need a horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of the universe without him. And so when you come to him, that fullness, that completeness comes together for you also. Because you are in him, the fullness of the Godhead bodily rests in him, and you rest in Christ, therefore by extension. The fullness comes together for you, and his power extends over everything. That's what Paul is telling us. In verse 11, in him also you were circumcised with a spiritual circumcision, by putting off the body of the flesh in the circumcision of Christ. When you were buried with him in baptism, you were also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And when you were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive together with him when he forgave us all our trespasses, erasing the record that stood against us with its legal demands. He set this aside, nailing it to the cross. So what Paul is saying is that entering into his fullness is not something that you have to figure out or achieve. It's not a matter of being circumcised, or what he means by that is keeping a long list of laws. That's not what it's about. No, you're already in. You're already an insider as a believer. Not through some secretive initiation rite, but rather through what Christ has already gone through for you, destroying the power of sin. See, if it's an initiation rite that you're after, you've already been through it if you've been baptized. Going under the water was a burial of your old life, and coming out of the water was a resurrection. God raising you from your old dead self, as he did with Christ. And when you were stuck in your old sin dead life, you were incapable of responding to God. But God brought you alive. He brought you alive right along with Christ. Think about that for a minute. Your baptism, where you were buried to your old dead self and came up out of the water. On the other side of your baptism, resurrected into a new life. All sins forgiven. The whole slate wiped clean. The old arrest warrant was canceled. And Jesus nailed it to the cross. Jesus paid it all. He paid it all. In fact, we have a big logo. Click to that slide. Paid. Paid in full. There's no balance due for the believer in Christ. The debt of sin is canceled. Paid in full. And if the debt is paid in full, why are we still insisting on walking around in bondage? Claim the prize, people. Claim it. Embrace the freedom of a debt-free life in Christ. Jesus came to give us life and life more abundant. Why then are we shackling ourselves when He's broken the chains? Cast off the burden of sin and live in the debt-free kingdom of God. The kingdom is not something to be hoped for. The kingdom is here now. And as a believer in Christ, you can claim that inheritance and live in the kingdom today, debt-free. How can anybody not be excited about this free gift that God has given us? The Holy Spirit is at work in the world to provide the God power to help us spread the message of the free gift of the gospel. He is active in the world and within each of us as believers. And if we will only tune into Him, He will open incredible windows and orchestrate amazing wonders through us for the advancement of the kingdom. I came across an interesting bit of trivia, and it also serves as evidence of the Holy Spirit leading people to engage in divine, grace-filled appointments. Now, this dates back to 1865. A woman by the name of Elvina Hall was a member of the Monument Street Methodist Church in Baltimore, Maryland. 1865. The choir director at Monument Street Methodist was a man by the name of John Thomas Grape. And he composed a piece of music that he entitled, All to Christ I Owe. Now, the pastor of Monument Street Methodist was a pastor by the name of Reverend George W. Schreck. And he heard Grape's music, and the Holy Spirit brought to his mind the lyrics he had recently read by Elvina Hall. And a light came on, and he went to Grape and to Hall, and he said, "Why don't you put the two together?" And the finished hymn was sent to a professor, Theodore Perkins, who was a prominent hymn writer of the day, who published it in a journal called Sabbath Carols, and the hymn took flight. Now, that was 1865, and today that hymn is still a favorite in churches all over this country. It's even enjoyed popular resurgence in the last few years in contemporary Christian music. It's been recorded by Chris Tomlin, Christian Stanfill, and others. Now, these are Elvina Hall's lyrics. Listen to them as I read them. It says, "I can hear the Savior say, 'Thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. For nothing good I have whereby thy grace to claim. I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. And when before thy throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save, my lips shall still repeat, Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, and he washed it white as snow." Now I want Larry to go ahead and play the music. Hall's words put to Grape's music, and I want you to marvel at the divine hand of God putting everything together and creating a means of grace for us today. Go ahead, Larry. So Jesus did indeed pay it all. And we do indeed owe it all to Him. And my message to you today is look for the leading of the Holy Spirit in your lives this week. And don't be afraid to step out as He leads. Because like Elvina Hall and John Thomas Grape, there are divine appointments waiting for each of us if we will just listen to the leading of the Spirit. Those divine appointments God will use to have lasting impact for the advancement of His kingdom in this community, throughout this nation, throughout the world. It starts right here in Countryside United Methodist Church, with each of us individually being in tune to the Spirit and realizing that Jesus has indeed paid it all. and taking that message out into the community as the Spirit leads. Now I share that with you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.